So now we're going to go to the Word of God now, because this is the important thing this time. God touched my heart to preach to you on this. I have so much lesson with me, but God touched my heart on this lesson. Second Corinthians chapter 9. I preach this in Evergreen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to read verse 9 and verse 10. It says here, Second Corinthians 9, yes, 10 and 11, I should say. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. I entitled this way, The Power of God on the Seed Sown. The Power of God on the Seed Sown. And please let me read to you Genesis 1:11-12. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Okay. Before, in this part of the scripture, they did not yet experience rain. Right? And God created the earth. God created different kind of grass. And God created different kind of trees. But because the Lord is kindly open this. But because God wanted to manage well what He created, He did not yet create the first man before. Okay? He created all of those needs of the man before He created the man. So, God wanted to be managed the His creation by men He created. But because of no man before, so what God did was He did not yet power the rain. So, if the Lord will power the rain, then the seeds will grow, and then the fruits will, you know, provide trees. What I'm saying is this, beloved. God put power on the seeds. God placed power on those seeds. Now we are enjoying the beautiful yards we have today. Because of those seeds God provided, God gave to the grass and to the trees. Because God gave fruits to the trees, different kinds of trees. Just like us, God made us has potentials. Now try to think about me. I am just an ordinary man. But I am just like a seed that has potential, that God put power in it. God used me in His way. Beloved, so how about if I don't have potentials? How about if God did not put power into the seeds? How can the seeds grow and multiply? No. So everything I have is from the Lord. Those are potentials in me, provided my abilities and everything. Everything I have is from the Lord. Everything you have is from the Lord. So try to think about those things that is in us that is not from the Lord. Have you found anything? No. All is from God. Now, we go back to our text. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10. We can see in this part of the scriptures, brethren, about the Lord is being the supplier, is being the provider, and the Lord is the multiplier of the seeds. And the Lord is the increaser of the harvest. So, I don't know if you can see that. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food. We have just have seen the seed and the food in there. So God is the one providing those seeds in the food, beloved. So the food is for us to eat, and the seed is intended for us to sow. That's how God provided those things for us. So that's why I outline this. I have seen in this scripture that God is the provider of the seed and the food, and the multiplier of the seed and the increaser of the harvest. Now, just like this, I would like to give you an example. Sometimes, in the Philippines, we have a lot of mangoes in the Philippines. Okay? Suppose this is the seed of a mango. But what you can see in this seed of a mango? Just a seed, right? But inside this seed, we can see a dried mango. Inside this seed, we can see a mango shake. Inside this seed, we can see a manufacturer of dried mango or mango juice. Inside this seed, we can see a forest of mango. Right? But, suppose I said, it's just a seed. So, we can only see a seed. Why I'm saying this? Because this is the way God works in our lives. When we are going to sow this seed, then what you have seen in this seed will come true. Why? Because God put power in the seed. In our text, beloved, God provided us, you are so blessed here in America because God provided you different kinds of seeds and a lot of food here in America compared in the Philippines. In the Philippines, sometimes we cannot identify the seed and the food and we eat all together because we don't have the chance now to sow the seed because we already ate it. But here in America, you are so blessed. Because God provided to you different kinds of seeds and a lot of food. I'm sharing to you God's principles about that seed. We can only see the seed, but God can provide, but God can do miracles inside that seed if you are going to sow. Just like this. An apple here in America, if we can cut the apple, we can count the seeds inside the apple. Right? But we cannot count the apple inside the seeds. We cannot do that. Just like why God provided the seeds for us, so that we can prove that God is real and God is true. Remember this. If we are not going to sow the seeds, beloved, there is nothing can be multiplied. Right? If the seeds are still in the barn, nothing will multiply. But God provided that to us, intended to be sown, so that we can prove that God is really true in the seed we have sown. Now, God is providing still His blessings to everyone, so that we can continue to sow. We can continue to prove God in our lives. Yes, sometimes we admitted that God is true. But how can we prove that God is true? How we convince ourselves that God is true? We have seen everything around us. We say, oh, God is the one created all of these things. But using our faith, beloved, we can only prove God in our lives that God is true when we have sown seeds and God blessed that seed for us. That is why if the Lord stops giving His blessings to us, where we can get seeds for us to sow. No. But God is still providing all of those for us so that we can continue to sow. In Proverbs 11, 24 and 25, beloved, I would like to read this. It says here, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but is tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. In this part of the scriptures, God encourages every one of us to keep on sowing the seed He provided for us. Keep on sowing the seed. All the blessings that God provided for us, we can convert all of those blessings as seeds to be sown. I know Pastor Will is teaching about you to give back what is due to God. So if the Lord is blessing you, then you are thinking about what is due to the Lord. Right? Just like the principle of the Bible, it is more blessed to give than to receive. But that's God's principles. Our principle is this. It is more blessed to receive than to give. That's our principle. But God's principle is, it is more blessed to give than to receive. How is that? We cannot understand that until we have sown the seeds that God provided to us. Beloved, why? Because when we give back what is due to God, we are thinking of deduction. But that's not the way God thinks. When we give back what is due to God, God is thinking about multiplication. Why? Because He knows you have sown something. So that's why, if the Lord stops giving His blessings, well, we can get seeds now to sow. No. So in that part of the scriptures, encourages us to keep on sowing and sowing, to prove that God is true to us. That when we give back what is due to Him, and God bless what we gave, then we can be more happy. And we say, God is true. Just like this. Where we can buy our health. No. We just go to the Walmart and get vitamins for us to be strengthened. And our strength, our health, that can be used for us to go to our work, to do the job. But without that strength and health, we cannot do the job. And God provided all of those as a seed for us, so that when we can earn something, we can give back what is due to God. So that the Lord again will provide the strength for us to do the job again. That's why in the Bible, brethren, we can read in 2 Corinthians 9:6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Again, this is God's principles. You cannot expect good, best harvest if you are only sowing little. You are expecting good harvest if you have sown bountifully. And you will expect harvest also bountifully. I do believe in this. Our measure sometimes is just like this, when we give what is due to God. But when the Lord will give back your harvest, the measure of God is more than you think. That's how the Lord blesses the seed we have sown. That is why in Matthew chapter 13, we have seen in there about the sower. The sower there represents Jesus Christ. Okay? The seeds there represents the Word of God. But we have seen that those words of God have sown in wayside, stony place. But then, there is a good ground there, right? Good ground. So, if you are a wise sower, then you choose the good ground for your seeds, so that you will expect good harvest in the future. Why? You have sown your certified seed into the good ground. But sometimes, here in America, I observe, please forgive me, if there are a lot of damage due to what we call natural calamities, our heart is really open for those. But when we release our help, then we have just felt that, oh, at least I have given my help. But you know, if we are thinking about the good ground, the best ground for us to invest is the ground that is connected to the Great Commission, because that is the mission of Jesus Christ. That is the good ground. So if you invest something for the good ground, for the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Lord Jesus Christ will bless you even hundredfold. Why? Because you partner with Him. Now I'm telling you that I'm still a good ground. The work in the Philippines is still a good ground. Even sometimes we don't have help, even sometimes we don't want to partner in the work of God, the work of God is still the work of God. Beloved, but God is talking to anyone who has really the mind and heart for His mission, for His ministry, for His work. So if the Lord is really touching your heart, talking to you to partner in His ministry in the Philippines, please allow Him to be a true God to your life. Just like this, in John chapter 6, about the lad, okay? The lad has only 2 fishes and 5 loaves. And that lad gave his food to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ used that food to feed more than 5,000 people. And then the Lord Jesus Christ blessed that food came from that boy, from that lad. And according to the scriptures, there were left 12 basketfuls. What do I mean? It's a good harvest. Why? Because the boy learned to sow seeds. That's how the Lord put power into the seed. Just like me. God, I am just an ordinary man, but God gave me potential to be used in His glory. A lot of souls got saved in the Philippines. I don't have enough money. I don't have very good abilities and everything. But praise the Lord, I have the heart to win souls. And that's not from me. That's from God. Because I know God looketh on the heart. When the Lord found my heart empty, and then God provided that kind of love for the souls. Now, I am using that love for souls that's why I am winning souls even in Walmart. Talking to people sometimes. Why? Because I want to praise God in winning souls. And I said to myself, Lord, if you give me ministry, please do this ministry to please you. That is why the heartbeat of our church is soul winning. Soul winning, soul winning, soul winning. We are not counting members. We are counting souls to be saved and converts to be baptized. This church has also potentials. But learn to sow so much seeds for Jesus Christ. And you will find out that God is true. In 1 Kings chapter 17, about the widow woman. And then Elijah came to her. And Elijah said, give me drink. Give me food. And then the woman said,
we don't have food, just a handful of meal. After 18 days, we will die. And Elijah said, no, give me that food. And that woman gave their food to Elijah. And God blessed them. That's how the